Hello and welcome. If you're here, you're probably not just curious about a digital detox, you're craving a deeper reset. That's where meditation comes in. It's the secret ingredient that turns a break from screens into a true reboot. The first time I combined the two, it stopped being about willpower and became about clarity, building a relationship with quiet that actually sticks. We're all swimming in pings and scrolls. Average daily screen time hovers around 6.5 hours. That's not a personal failing. It's the environment. A detox is a beautiful idea. Meditation makes it last. Step away from constant stimulation, and you don't just get time back, you get space. Meditation teaches you how to inhabit that space without filling it with anxiety or restlessness. Together, detox and meditation are like the foundation and the walls of a house. If you've tried a detox and felt lonely or found yourself sneaking glances, that's normal. Meditation helps you ride those waves. So how do you start? Start small. 5 minutes can be transformative. I worked with a client convinced she needed an hour. We scaled to 5 minutes of morning breathing and 5 minutes at night. And the urge to check her phone loosened on its own. Less white-knuckling, more ease. Tomorrow morning, before you touch your phone, try this. Sit comfortably. Close your eyes. Inhale slowly through your nose. Let your belly expand. Exhale even more slowly, like fogging a mirror. Feel the breath as your anchor. Thoughts will come. Let them pass and return to the breath. If it helps, count breaths up to 10, then start again at 1. 5 minutes. Another great practice, a body scan. Sit or lie down. Bring awareness to your toes, feet, ankles, calves, knees. Travel up through legs, hips, belly, chest, shoulders, arms, hands. Neck, head. Notice tension and invite a gentle softening. You're telling your nervous system it's safe to unplug. I like bookend moments, a short meditation at the start and end of your day. In the morning, set an intention. What are you detoxing from and what are you moving toward? Maybe fewer reflexive checks, more intentional connection. At night, review with kindness. Where did I stay present? Where did I slip? What did I learn? No judgment, just gentle data. Once the basics feel natural, try loving kindness or metta. It dissolves the weird loneliness that can show up when you put the phone down. Silently repeat, may I be safe, may I be healthy, may I be peaceful, may I live with ease. Then extend to someone you love, someone neutral, someone difficult, and finally, all beings. You're training attention toward goodwill, softening the sharp edges that come with overstimulation. Guided visualization can help too. Picture a place that feels deeply restful, a forest path, a quiet beach at dawn. Hear the sounds, feel the air, notice the light. Then visualize yourself moving through your detox day with calm, placing the phone down, feeling ease in your body, noticing freedom in your mind. You're rehearsing success. A few pro tips. Consistency. Meditate at roughly the same time daily. Your brain loves patterns. Sacred space, a chair, a cushion, something that signals it's time to be present. A candle, somewhere your body recognizes as the quiet zone. Use tech intentionally. Download guided meditations ahead of time, then switch to airplane mode. Tech becomes a bridge, not a trap. Now, that itchy moment when you want to reach for your phone? Here's a simple protocol. Pause and take one conscious breath. Name what you're feeling. Boredom, FOMO, restlessness, curiosity. Delay the action for 90 seconds. Urges crest and recede. If it's still strong, stand up. Drink water or step outside for 60 seconds. If you're comfortable with mindfulness, try rain. Recognize the urge. Allow it to be there. Investigate where it lives in your body. Nurture yourself with a kind inner tone. One compassionate minute can save an hour of doom scrolling. How long should a digital detox last? It depends on your goal. A weekend is a powerful reset. A week can recalibrate deeper patterns. Longer can be life-changing. What matters is clarity of intention and follow-through. Before you start, define your goal in a sentence. I want to break the reflex of checking my phone in every micro gap. Pick a scope. No social apps, no notifications, or a daily phone off window. Make rules you can keep and add joy, movement, nature, people, creative play. So the detox isn't just subtraction, it's addition. If you want to go big, consider a dedicated retreat, even self-guided at home. Plan your environment. Tell friends you'll be offline, set an auto reply, print directions, prep meals, and gather analog backups, a book, a notebook, a pen. Design a cocoon that makes calm easy and distraction inconvenient. If a getaway calls, there are great unplugging retreats. Quiet settings, mindful schedules, no pressure community. The location matters less than your intention. When you come back online, don't fling the door open. Reintroduce intentionally. Check messages in batches. Keep notifications off or selective. Decide when you'll be available and when you won't, and communicate it. The power of a detox isn't just what you avoided. It's the quality of attention you reclaim. Meditation helps you hold that line with grace. Let's normalize the messy middle. You might feel fidgety or sleepy. Big feelings may surface because without the glow of a screen, your inner world gets louder. That's okay. It means you're meeting yourself honestly. In those moments, put a hand on your heart, take 3 slow breaths, and say, "I'm right here." Then keep going. Each return to the breath rewires your attention towards steadiness. If you're thinking, "I don't have time," try this micro practice right after this episode. Sit back, close your eyes, and take 10 slow breaths. Notice your shoulders dropping, your jaw softening. Then choose one thing. When and where will you repeat this tomorrow? Put it on your calendar like any important meeting. That single choice is the hinge that shifts the door. Before we wrap, here's a simple blueprint. Choose your intention and start date. Choose your practice. 5 minutes of breath or a body scan in the morning. 5 minutes in the evening. Choose your space. Download any guided tracks. Then flip to airplane mode. Expect urges. Meet them with one conscious breath, a 90-second delay, and kindness, or rain. Reflect each night with curiosity, not judgment. When you return online, keep what served you. Bookend breaths, batch checks, sacred space. You don't need a cave to change your relationship with technology. You need a few minutes of honest attention, repeated daily. Meditation turns detox from a break into a bridge. One that leads you back to your life with more clarity, more presence, more peace. Take one slow breath with me right now. In and out. That's the reset button. You can press it anytime. Thanks for listening. And here's to an elevated, sustainable digital detox, one mindful breath at a time.